watching this morning. Amen. Worship will help you. We're going to have to stay low. Any help. And I'll tell you this, a lot of times we're just like myself, we grow service. It's too cold. Nobody doing nothing. Bound down. You ever done that? I certainly have. My pastor told me one time, he said, don't do that. He said, when it's like that, said, you just worship in front of them. I tell you, preachers, they want to preach to the people about worship, and they won't do it themselves. Our people never know how to worship unless we show them how to worship. We need to worship when things are going good, and we need to worship when things is going bad. There's victory in this thing called serving the Lord, and I bless His name. I appreciate that preaching this morning. What a blessing that is. I want the Rogers family to come around and sing a couple of songs for us. Appreciate this family being with us during camp meeting. They love to come. These children right here, they look forward to being here at Taylorsville at camp meeting. And I appreciate the Lord of touching old Josh Calvert's little family. There's a planned camp meeting in the other room. It'll get a hold of you. And by the way, now you may not have cuffs in your pants, but I do. And if you get around camp meeting, if you put them on 5 months down the road, you're liable to find some shavings fall out of them. And it's a good reminder of what the Lord has done in the days past and gone. It'll cause you to remember how God touched you and helped your family. Bless His name. You listen while these children sing for us, and then we're going to have some preaching this morning. Amen.
Oh, roadside one day. Someone told him Jesus of Nazareth was passing his way. He heard everybody who met him forever was changed. With the touch from the Master's great hand, I believe he
proclaimed. What a place then.